You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, hope you're having a great day, and welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School Episode 4. Thanks for joining me. I'm your host today, Kim Dunk, and today I want to talk to you about something that quietly shapes every part of your life, whether you realize it or not, and that would be mindset. Just not your thoughts, but the way you see yourself, the way you interpret your experiences, the way you speak to yourself every single day. Because here's what I've come to understand. Mindset is not just in your mind. It lives in your body. If you're going through a spiritual awakening, the mindset becomes one of the most important things to understand. You see, mindset is often taught as, just think positively. But it's much deeper than that. Mindset is made up of your beliefs, your past experiences, your conditioning, and your nervous system. It's just not what you say you believe, it's what your body has learnt to expect. You see, many people try and change their mindset on the surface, but there's always those deep patterns that are still running underneath. From my personal experience for a long time was that I didn't feel worthy, I didn't feel confident, and I didn't trust myself. And it was not because of something that was wrong with me, but because I wanted to live through and had gone through with my complex PTSD. My mindset had been shaped from my experiences. And for years, I tried to push past that, to try and think positively, just to be stronger and just getting over it, basically. But nothing really changed that until I really understood that mindset was something that I wasn't something that I had to fight. It was something that I had to gently rewire. You see, why does mindset really matter in awakening? When you are going through an awakening, your awareness expands, you start to feel more, see more, and understand more. But if your mindset is still rooted in that self-doubt, fear, or unworthiness, then an awakening can feel overwhelming instead of empowering. It's because your thoughts shape how you interpret everything. Like when two people can have the same experience, but one sees growth and the other sees fear. That is mindset. Our inner voice is one of those most powerful parts of mindset, the way you actually speak to yourself. And many people don't realize how harsh that voice can actually be, often saying things like, I'm not good enough, I always get this wrong, or I can't do this. And when that voice constantly runs through your nervous system, it really does hear it as truth. So the first step isn't to really fix it, it's to start to notice it. And then we start to soften it. And that's sometimes why affirmations sometimes don't work. You've probably heard of affirmations like, I am confident, I love myself, or I am worthy, which are all great affirmations. But if your internal belief is the opposite, your body actually starts rejecting it. And that recreates resistance and sometimes even anxiety. You see, because your system is saying, well, that's not true. I don't feel safe believing that. So it's not actually that the affirmations don't work. It's just that they need to be used in a way that your nervous system can actually accept them. Safe affirmations, often what we call bridging statements, are much better to use. So instead of jumping from where you are, where you think you should be, we use these bridging affirmations. And these affirmations feel more safe, supported, and believable to your nervous system. So instead of saying, I am confident, try, I'm learning to feel more confident. Instead of saying, I love myself, try, I'm learning to be kinder to myself. Instead of, I trust myself, I am beginning to trust myself more each day. You see, with these types of statements, there's less pressure, more space, and more safety. And that's where the real change happens. Here are some examples of safe and supportive affirmations that I've come up with. I am learning to feel safe in my body. I am becoming more aware of how I speak to myself. I am allowed to grow at my own pace. It is safe for me to change and evolve. I'm learning to trust myself more each day. I am becoming kinder to myself. I'm allowed to take small steps forward. My feelings are valid and I can support myself through them. I am creating safety within myself. And I'm open to seeing myself in a new way. You see, rewiring your mindset isn't about forcing yourself to think differently. It's more about awareness, compassion, and small, consistent shifts. It's noticing a thought and then gently choosing a new one that feels better within yourself. And over time, those small shifts create new neural pathways, new beliefs, and a new way of seeing yourself. And this is why it is in my week 3 of my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program. I don't start with mindset. I start with safety in the body, grounding, breathwork, meditation, and presence. Because when the nervous system feels safe, the mind becomes more open and real transformation can happen. You don't need to force yourself to believe something that doesn't feel true to you. So it's about meeting yourself where you are. That one small step forward, a softer thought, a kinder word, and one moment to self-support. Your mindset isn't something to fix overnight. It's something you reshape with safety, and it takes time. See, if you want more information on my 12-week one-on-one Awaken and Anchor program, feel free to reach out at Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School. And I'd be more than happy to go through the program with you and see if that's a fit for you. All righty, that's enough of me talking on this side. Let's see what sort of callers we've got coming through today. All right, who have we got today? Denise from Memphis, Tennessee, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Denise, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Is there something in particular that you need some clarity on today, or would you just like a general read? Or
a general read?
No problem. I'm going to start shuffling and let's see what pops out. Oh, one's already popped straight out for you. Won't be sick. It's fallen on the ground.
Okay.
Okay. So we've got the Five of Air that's popped out for you. The message is there's a better way that will make you happier. Avoid people who lack integrity. I'm not sure if that's ringing true to you. There's something that there's a yes. Better way. Is that making sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Excellent, excellent. And is there someone that there's possibly that you need to sort of, put it at arm's reach, so to speak.
I've been just kind of wondering if I was going to reconnect with some people who I haven't spoken to in a while.
Okay, yeah, sure, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see what we're coming to for you.
Okay.
Okay, we've got some cards. Wait a minute. Okay, what have we got? Okay, the need for balance in your life. So I feel like that connects with our previous card, saying there's a better way, avoiding people who lack integrity. So I feel like that's the balance there where they can come back in your life, but needing to set boundaries, if that makes sense.
That does.
So still, yeah, so don't bring them in too close but just have those boundaries in place for you going forward with those people. I feel like people are going to come back into your life, but you need to place the boundaries on how close they can come in and allow that time for you to put up that trust again, I feel.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah, they're saying, I can feel the apprehension there. But you just need to protect yourself at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. I've also got one of the messages saying a guardian angel, someone who watches over you. Obviously, we've all got a spirit team that are, ours specifically, which are made up of guides and usually our deceased loved ones. But I really feel like there is someone in particular. Is there a grandmother that has passed that you were quite close to?
No, I never met her.
Okay, that's okay though, but I still feel like she, even though you never met her, is this your mum's mum?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely stepping forward and saying that she's around you all the time. Like she's watching over you. So please feel free to, she wants you to connect with her. So you talk to her. Are you meditating?
Yes, I do.
Great. While you're meditating, just in your mind, just have a conversation with her and just thank her for, because I really feel like she's watching out for you. She's protecting you. She's supporting you and guiding you. So, you know, if you're having any issues, feel free to speak to her and ask her for that help, because our guides and our angels can't step in and help unless we actually ask them to do that. So during your time in meditation, make sure you have a chat with her. You obviously would know her name. And, I feel like she's definitely around you, watching over you quite a lot. Okay. Another card that's just popped out for you is the need to bring fun into your life. So I feel like that's going back to having that balance. And I feel like she's trying to tell you that you need to add a bit more fun into your life.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you just work at the moment or?
Yes, I'm actually waiting on a job promotion. And I hope that's coming soon.
Okay. All right, let's see if we can get a card on that for you and give you a bit of clarity as well.
Okay. Okay.
Is this in the same sort of work that you're doing now?
Yes.
Great. Okay. This one wasn't actually about your work, but it's saying that you're quite psychic as well.
Wow.
Yeah, they're saying that you need to trust your intuition more. Those gut feelings that you're getting and that intuition, you need to trust it more. Because they're saying that, you know, there's you could quite have some quite deep in, psychic insights, but it's your intuition that you need to learn to trust more. And,
Okay.
So regarding that job, it's, the message that's come out is events that will move with great speed. So I feel like I feel like it's coming up quite soon for you, if that makes sense.
Oh, wow. That does.
Yeah, great. I feel like it's going to bring you some more money as well.
Oh, yes. Excited.
Okay, so it's saying the card that's actually popped out is the King of Fire, and it's saying take a leadership role.
Wow, that's what I'm going for.
So, yep, it's coming through for you. They're saying step into the spotlight. This is your time. Yep, and don't forget to communicate your vision. because I feel like you're going to bring quite a lot to this. So have that confidence with you, because, I feel like you might lack communicating your way of doing things, and but I feel like you can definitely bring a lot to this position that is coming through to you. But they're also saying don't be sensitive to criticism. Think of it not so much as criticism, but feedback, if that makes sense. So don't take it personal.
Wow.
Take it as a broader idea. Yeah. Well, I hope that's helped you today.
Oh, you have helped me a lot.
But, yeah, that job's definitely coming through in a leadership role. Yeah. I really think that's going to work out for you.
Okay.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Lovely to speak to you.
All right, you too. Okay. Bye-bye.
So now we've got Jessica. Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Yes. How are you today?
I'm doing it pretty good. How about yourself?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Was there a specific question or just a general read tonight?
I have one specific question and then a general read.
Yep.
There's a lot going on right now with my my son and my mother. And it's pretty bad. I don't know, like it's just caused a lot of emotional distress.
Issue between the two of them, or are they both separate issues?
Kind of separate issues, but it's more like a retaliation.
Yeah. Okay. Because I got the Six of Water that's popped out, and it's saying children or child. Let me just see if I can get some more information. Won't be a moment. Okay. It's a child at school.
Yes, this one is. There's three of them, but this one's older. He's my oldest.
Okay. Is there bullying involved?
Bullying? No. It's a girl. There's a girl involved. It's over.
Okay, sorry.
Everything that's happened has involved a girl.
Okay, so he's romantically involved with her?
Yes.
Okay. She giving him the bit of the runaround though, like she's just all over the place?
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't feel like she's quite stable, and I feel like he doesn't know how to negotiate or help her emotionally. And I feel like he's taking a lot of that on himself, which is probably, I feel like, is way over his head.
Yes, that's correct.
Does he talk to you about it? Is he able?
No, he told lies at school, and he got himself taken away from us. He did it so he could be with this girl. He was doing illegal stuff, and he didn't want to face the consequences.
Yep.
And they were trying to have a baby, and he's only 16. When I disciplined him, he went to school and told lies. And then when my mom's dog bit my daughter, a lot of terrible, terrible things happened, and she used him and took him away from us.
The dog?
Yes. She used my she threatened me, and she could only take him away from us because of he's older and he could talk to her and tell her lies because he didn't want to live here anymore because he wanted to be a girl. And then so my mom took him, and but there is children. There's two other ones, and it's been awful.
Yes, doesn't sound great at all. Look, I can see you definitely getting a lot of sleepless nights out of it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like he needs to stand on his... Sorry.
Go for it. Say it.
Oh, yeah. I feel like he needs to stand on his own two feet for a little bit and... he needs... Is there a male that can help you out with him? Is there an uncle or someone that can? I feel like he needs to listen to a male, if that makes sense. He needs perspective.
He needs what?
Perspective. I feel like he's very emotionally involved. Yeah, he needs to step back and take a look at the bigger picture, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and he won't.
Yeah. So he's not living at home at the moment?
No, and we are faced with the decision whether we should just give him up. So that we don't have to deal with everything that my mother's done, she's currently doing, and then pursue the legal path of the other stuff. I had to get a protection order against her. It's been really bad.
Yeah, it sounds like she's been putting things into his head as well. It's not helping.
Yes. Would you be able to pull some cards on this situation?
Yeah. They're saying that you just need to be the supportive parent from a distance at the moment. They're saying that you've done as much as you can help the situation. It's almost like you need to step back a little bit and allow things to sort of unfold. Not to an extreme with legalities. He needs just some time to process what's going on. And I feel like he will come back to you. But you just need to be in the background for a little while. I feel like he just needs to a month or two where he just needs to see things play out a little bit more. And I feel like his eyes are going to be opened to what is actually going on. And I feel like he's going to come to a realization that, you know, maybe this isn't quite the way that things need to go. And there are other options, if that makes sense. I feel like the girlfriend is also going to show some of her true colors that is also going to help him take a step back as well, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Let's see what else they've got for us. Yeah, it's like you've done so much, but he's 16, you said, hey, so he's quite young and very immature in a lot of ways. Just making a lot of unwise choices at the moment. But they're saying avoid people who lack integrity, have questionable motives, and I feel like that's your mother.
Yes.
Yeah, they're saying there's a better way to make you happier. I feel like you need to just take that step back and trust in the process a little bit and allow him to make a few mistakes but just let him know that you're always there. Don't let him know that you're going to give up on him at all, that you need to be able to support him from a distance, if that makes sense. And just keep reminding him that you're there for him no matter what. But I do find that there's going to be an end to the situation.
There's going to be an end. I haven't been able to talk to him for a month. So I don't know how to support him.
Yep. Just, are you able to send him text messages?
My mother blocked me from any form of communication with him.
Okay. She's really making hard, isn't she?
She's currently trying to take my two youngest ones from me.
As well.
Yes. It has been awful every time the personal injury attorney calls to get information. She starts going after my other two little kids because her dog broke my daughter's arm.
Oh my goodness! So it's a matter of protecting the younger two as well.
She tried to get me fired from my job. I've spent the last month laying in bed crying.
Not good situation at all. So two cards that I've pulled out that have popped out for you is saying that there is an end to the situation that brings relief and an opportunity for new happiness, a weight off your shoulders. And then the next card that popped out was the wheel, fresh new start, and a very positive change in your life. So I feel there's something that will happen that I feel like he's going to come back into your care, but I feel like he just needs this time to work things out a little bit for himself, and you allowing him to have that space will and just, don't cut him off completely is what I'm getting. Because I feel like he's going to need to come back to you and you're going to have to sort of pick up the pieces, if that makes sense. See, at the moment it's all new and so forth, and I feel like, he doesn't realise how good he's got it with you. He needs his time to realize that before he sort of comes back. I feel like he's going to be a dog with his tail behind his legs, like, I'm really sorry, for what has gone through. But it's, that the mum that's getting into his head, makes it really, really difficult.